Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant, and today we're going to be focusing on you, the tech executive, speaking up in meetings. What? Yeah, let's get to it. Having coached so many different executives, some first-timers, some really experienced, I still see that there's a recurring theme, and that is executives too often tend to clam up in executive meetings. There's a board meeting, there's an executive meeting discussing the next roadmap, and the tech executives, the CTO, the VP of engineering, whatever, they tend to just shut up, sit down, take notes, answer questions, but don't speak up. Don't take the initiative. Don't poke holes in others' ideas. Don't suggest their own ideas. And I find that this often happens regardless whether the person, the exec, is a founder of the company or an employee. A lot of the times, this stems from some sort of an imposter syndrome or some preconceived notion that you are in charge of engineering and that is what you should be focusing on. So if you're told what to do and if you're asked a question, you're gonna answer. But other than that, you're there to listen. And that, my friends, is wrong. I've talked so much about moving upstream in the past, in this podcast, in conferences, on my blog, and a big part of that is handling whatever imposter syndrome you're addressing so that you regularly speak up, voice your concerns, and become an integral part of the company's leadership meetings. This episode will shortly go through a few of the exercises I do with my clients to help them in exactly this spot. So close your eyes. No, I'm sorry. Don't close your eyes. Half of you might be driving right now. But imagine you are now sitting in a conference room and you are planning with your entire executive team the roadmap for the coming year. If you are suffering from this issue and you're just starting to handle it, most people simply clam up and don't say anything unless asked. The first step right here is I really suggest you start summarizing. What? Yeah, summarizing. And I know that for technical people, this might feel like you're doing redundant work. You're just repeating things others have said. But sometimes there's a huge value in having whatever you just said repeated to you in paraphrase so you can see that it makes sense. And also when there are a bunch of people in the room, people might be saying things and you know, Joe tells something to Susan and they are using words that each in their own minds mean different things, but they think that they are in agreement. And having a third person see this and maybe sense that something might not be in sync over here and paraphrase it so that Joe and Susan can listen to this and say, yeah, you know, this isn't what I had in mind, or yeah, you're right, is immensely valuable. And there's nothing wrong about doing that. It's not scary. You're just saying, all right, so let me just see that I got this correctly. You are suggesting that we do this and that because you believe it will help us achieve that goal and that objective by that date, etc. And just by doing that, you get accustomed to the concept of speaking up in these meetings. You're providing value to the rest of the team, and everyone else are getting used to the notion of you speaking up if you have not done so yet. Once you get comfortable enough with that, start asking questions. And, you know, we always say there are no stupid questions, but more than that, try some Socratic questioning when you are addressing these meetings. There's no reason to go into argumentation, right? Don't think that once you can speak up, you should now be hammering at every single issue to get to whatever you think is the right way to do things. That's not the intent of this. The intent is to help you help the entire team get to a better solution, which is not always whatever you have in mind. So practice Socratic questioning. If someone has an assumption, clearly put that assumption in front of everyone and say, so you're saying we should do that because you believe that there's no way we can get those deals without this feature, right? If someone says that you should be focusing on something specific, you can say, what leads you to believe that is the case? Or ask them, what would you do if you were our competitor? Or what counterarguments are there to your position that we're not making here? And having these questions, especially if you make sure to not say them in a passive-aggressive way, but being truly curious and trying to understand and help everyone, those help the discussion move along. They make everyone else be more in sync because you are breaking the different things apart and you are making the most important issues surface. And once you get that, and I'm talking about a process here, right? This isn't something that you usually feel comfortable with within a week of meetings. Often I see a very good improvement within, say, 2 to 3 months. And once you feel comfortable with making those remarks and questions, start thinking about taking initiative. If you hear someone saying something repeatedly, maybe help them see that this is a subject you've been discussing for a while now, but not making any progress. Maybe you should be doing something else. Maybe come up to the meetings with your own agenda. You know, what do you want to do? Ideas that you have. And that is ultimately where you want to get to. You do not need to dominate these meetings. You just need to speak up and be an active part of them. That is what being an executive is all about. You do not just wield a responsibility, because with great responsibility should come great power. Speak up. Use some chutzpah if you need to, but don't just sit over there and please do not be on your phone. Take this to heart and you can have 2, 3, 4 times the impact you're having on your company within a quarter of effort. I guarantee it. Really, it's that simple. That's it for this week. Really, that's it. Quick coaching tip. Do this and you're gonna see amazing, tremendous results. Just do it. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the best newsletter online for tech executives. It has tips just like this and many more every week, and links to my weekly article, this podcast, and more. Just sign up. Link is in the show notes. And that's it. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.